Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Two down, two to go. Welcome into our third hour of Sports Talk on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app at Master Control. Scott Alexander taking your calls on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines at 504-260-1870. Coming up, Charles Lane, editorial writer for the Washington Post, will join us. Chuck B. in Mid-City. What's going on, Chuck B.? You're on WWL.
Hey, Scott. How you doing, man?
Would you call me Scott?
I'm sorry. God, Christian, man, you just mentioned Scotty, yeah, you know.
I got you.
But Happy New Year, bro. We haven't talked in a minute, and you know, I haven't called in one time with all this kind of stuff, all this stuff going on. I just kind of sat back and looking at it, and can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Hold on.
Okay.
Chuck B, go ahead.
Okay, thanks, Christian. So, anyway, just looking back at everything that's transpired, I want to say Sean Payton really kind of knew, even though he said he didn't. You know, I mean, Drew maybe was going to leave a year before, and maybe was asked to stay on. Who knows? But just the money situation. You know, he leaves because he knows we don't have a quarterback. You don't have cap space to really go out and pursue a premier guy. My question is, can you kind of allocate, because I don't really know, and I'm going to try to speculate, you know, where is the money? Who's being overpaid? You know, $74 million, because I'm looking at the roster. If you're not paying a superstar quarterback, I know you've got defensive linemen and other folks that we just paid, but where's the money?
Well, I'll tell you. Right now, Drew Brees is still on the books for $11 million. Latavius Murray, $850,000. So that's $12.4 million of dead money right there. And as far as who's being overpaid, I mean, that's what I was talking about, Chuck B., earlier, which is they're going to have to make tough decisions on guys like DeMario Davis and guys like Cameron Jordan and others. And I laid it out earlier. Will Lutz, they're going to restructure his contract. They might. He may not lose money. They'll turn signing bonuses into roster bonuses, et cetera, or flip-flop those two. But they're going to find ways. They're going to look at Will Lutz's contract and figure out how they can keep him, obviously, and create some cap space.
So it seems to me, even though Mickey Loomis has done a great job, you know, for the most part, and as well as Sean Payton, it seems like at times – we kind of paid the wrong players, or we, you know, you picked up somebody that you really weren't going to get bang for your buck for, and then you kind of stuck with it, you know.
No, I don't read it that way, Chuck B. I think that this is the price you pay when you kick the can and continue to kick the can. Eventually, you're going to have to pay the price. Chuck B., good to hear from you. Thanks for the phone call. We welcome in now Charles Lane, editorial writer for the Washington Post. Anyone can boycott the Beijing Olympics. Everyone should, he writes. Charles, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So why should everybody boycott the Beijing Olympics? I read your article. I agree with it, just so you know.
Thank you. Well, it's, in my view, pretty simple. This is a showcase for the worst dictatorship, or nearly the worst dictatorship, depending how you choose it, on the planet. A country that's very hostile to the United States and that's threatening Taiwan at the same time. And if you want to show your personal repudiation this is a good way to do it. Just turn off the TV and don't watch the Olympics.
You know, it's interesting timing that you have coming on the show, because I was just talking about, I don't know if you saw this, but Enes Kanter, Freedom, NBA player, just rattled off 17 players on his Twitter account sponsored by Chinese companies that produce their products with what Enes Kanter Freedom calls slave labor. So I think the boycott should extend there to the NBA as well.
Well, I think it's a it's an even wider issue than sports, the NBA, the Olympics. There's a tremendous entanglement of American business with China, let's face it. And that grew up over all these years, 30 years, 40 years since we opened to China and they opened to us. And it won't be easy to disentangle. Let's be realistic. But, you know, we have to avoid hypocrisy as much as we can. And in some cases, the NBA has, you know, been very outspoken about violations of rights in the United States, but maybe not so much in China. The Olympics is supposed to be all about peace, human development, the brotherhood of man, and yet it's taking place, as you mentioned, in a country that's terribly mistreating, maybe even committing genocide against a Muslim minority. And so I think for all those reasons, one thing that the average person can do is not participate in this show.
You talk about in your article Olympic movement. What do you mean?
Well, the International Olympic Committee refers to the Olympic Games as part of a movement, an international movement. And of course, this all goes back to the founders of the modern Olympics in the late 19th century. The idea that sports will bring the youth of the world together and create harmony and peace among the nations. And that is a very lofty ideal. But let's face it, what it's developed into today is a television show. It's an expensive television show that's all about billions of dollars and the glorification of the host country in some cases. And it's not really serving its initial lofty purpose.
If a boycott were to take place, Charles, if that were effective, what would the networks lose?
Well, they already, in a way, had a dry run because the ratings on television for the Tokyo Summer Games, which were supposed to be in 2020 and then were postponed to 2021, were really poor. I believe they were the worst TV ratings for that event since 1988. And they nevertheless made a profit on it. But that was not a deliberate boycott. That was just people saying, this is too boring, I'm going to watch Netflix. So I would hope, and I can't give you numbers, but I would hope that if the and of course the advertising has already been sold, but if the message is sent that people will respond to an egregious host nation citing decision like this one by tuning out the Olympics, that would teach the IOC a lesson for the next time.
Charles Lane, Washington Post, really good stuff. I appreciate the time, and the article is a great read. I'm going to tweet it out a little later on.
Thanks a million. Shout out to all my friends in New Orleans.
You got some peeps down here?
Oh, several, but I won't embarrass them by naming them.
I got you. Charles, thanks, man.
Thank you. Bye.
Charles Lane, editorial writer for the Washington Post. Keith in New Orleans East. Go ahead, Keith. You're on WWL.
Hey, Kristen, how you doing? That was a really good interview. I was pleasantly surprised and interested in this. But my question is, you know, I know a lot of guys are clamoring for, DA to get the job. And I know there is the Rooney Rule responsibility that the Saints must conduct to minority interviews. But do you think any of those guys really have a chance of getting the job? I mean, because all of them are hot candidates and all of them deserve a fair shake at it. So what is your honest assessment of the situation?
You're talking about Byron Leftwich being one, right?
Yeah.
And Aaron Glenn being the other?
Yeah. Yeah, and Flores being one that was requested today as well.
Yeah, Brian Flores. I think the Saints are going to do their homework on every candidate, as they should.
Should have came this way.
I think that they're going to make sure that if they think it's Dennis Allen, they got to prove that it's going to be Dennis Allen. In other words, let's not just go on the assumption that it has to be Dennis Allen. I'm talking about from an organizational standpoint. And I think that they would be foolish if they just – all they did was just talk to and fulfill the Rooney Rule with two minority candidates and then go hire Dennis Allen. I think that would be foolish. I think to a certain degree, I think it would be irresponsible.
You know, really, honestly, and you know, I do support if you're promoting within that you don't have to fulfill the Rooney Rule. Like, you know, if you got a guy in house that you know that's kind of next man up, then I respect that decision because you've been under that person. That person's been interviewing along with anybody else. So you know, if that's the case, I'm cool with it. But I want to actually, you know, I want to know if these guys you're bringing in have a legitimate chance. If you don't just turn around.
Byron Leftwich is pretty much in Jacksonville. And then Aaron Glenn, I think they like Aaron Glenn. Sean Payton said before, just 2 years ago when Aaron Glenn was still on staff, he's going to be a head coach one day. But he also said the same thing about Dennis Allen.
Yeah. If it's between a DC, I prefer Dennis Allen over Aaron Glenn. But, I mean, if you got a – you know, the enemy or Leftwich out there. I mean, you know, it's increasingly an offensive league. And, you know, I just think that there's only so much DCs can do in this NFL. You know what I mean? And with the quarterback being such a focal point of franchises, as they need a guy, you know, who can nurture that position. You know what I mean? So, that's just my uneducated comments, I guess.
Well, I wouldn't say uneducated. I think you're pretty informed at times, Keith. Thank you for the call.
No problem.
All right, we'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk. Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and text lines are open. Text going out here. If Dennis Allen becomes the Saints head coach, who are the front runners to replace him? I think you got two in-house already. Ryan Nielsen, the defensive line coach. Chris Richard, the defensive backs coach. I think it's going to likely be, if Dennis Allen is the head coach, it's going to be Ryan Nielsen as the DC. This is Saints Radio, WWL. Right to our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines we go. Mike, under the 610 overpass, you're on WWL, Mike.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Hey.
Hello? Hey, I like Aaron Glenn a lot. I just want him with the Saints organization. And I know, you know, Dennis Allen's probably the coach, but, man, I tried to get Aaron Glenn over here, too, to be part of that formula. I think they could have the smartest defense around.
If Aaron Glenn's going to leave Detroit, I don't think he leaves for a lateral move to be a defensive coordinator. And I know Detroit only won two games this year, but my point is that, man, if you're Aaron Glenn, you're not accepting that position. You're trying to get a head coaching vacancy.
Yeah. I just won with the Saints, man. I just have a good feeling about that guy.
I understand that. I get it. But it wouldn't happen unless he is the head coach of the Saints.
All right. Well, that's my thought.
All right. Thank you, Mike.
All right. Thank you.
Who you got in the AFC and NFC title games? 504-260-1870. Yeah, go ahead, Mike.
I want Joe. He has the magic, but so does Mahomes. It's going to be a hard game. I was wrong 3 out of 4 games last week. So, and the NFC, I like the Rams. I just think they got the I don't know, man. 49ers are playing damn good, too.
It's hard, right? Man. It's hard, right?
I guess if they're 6 out of 9, the 49ers, and God, you'd have to go with the 49ers, you know? It just might be Stafford's magic year. I don't know. L.A. Rams look good, and so does San Fran.
Well, the Rams lost 6 straight to San Francisco. Eventually, the odds will tell you that has to break. That has to turn around soon. That can't continue.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a damn good game. I can't wait to see it. Both of them, really.
You know what the best weekend was, though? Last weekend. They won't be as good this weekend.
That was the best weekend ever.
It won't be as good. This weekend won't be as good. One of these games is not going to be all that great.
Yeah, it could be the KC game too, man. Mm-hmm. KC gets on a roll, man. It's going to be hard, man. Joe has to go through Sac City and try to beat Mahomes at the same time. It's a tough order, man.
Mike, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you. All right, I'll talk to you.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Yeah, bye.
I want your AFC and NFC title game picks. Bengals, Chiefs, who you got? Rams, Niners, who you got? 504-260-1870. Christian, you don't think Aaron Glenn would make a lateral move to come here for more money? That on the text line, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk of Text Lines at 504-260-1870. Yeah, for more money, sure, but is this organization ready to do that for a coach that is likely going to be in his first year? If it was Sean Payton as the head coach to bring in a highly coveted defensive coordinator, yeah, they would. I don't think they would do that, though. Gary and Chalmette, what's going on, Gary? You're on WWL.
I think the Rams will win this game. They're not going to go without winning this game. They will win this game. And I think it's going to be, I can't believe it, but I do think that Joe Burrow is going to pull it off. He's that good. He's not under pressure. The man knows pressure. That's all I got to tell you. Thank you.
There's no doubt he understands pressure. And Joe Burrow is unflappable. I get it. Again, though, they were very fortunate to win that game. The Titans turned the ball over three times. Okay, that's part of it. But you give up nine, you surrender nine sacks. If it wasn't for those three turnovers, take away one of those turnovers. Yeah, Kansas City was fortunate too. That's the breaks. That's the playoffs. I get it. But nine sacks, it's amazing that they were in a position to win the game. If they gave up nine sacks or even five sacks to the Chiefs, they're going to lose. The Bengals won't be able to overcome that. Unless the Chiefs turn the ball over a couple times. But if it's even and the Chiefs drop Joe Burrow five times, they're not winning. Just not going to win. Our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Lines are open at 504-260-1870. We'll step away and come back. Cody Tapp, host of the Cody and Gold Show in 610 Sports Kansas City, will join us next here on WWL.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, Fats Domino coming back. Cody Tapp joining us now, host of the Cody and Gold Show on 610 Sports Kansas City. What's going on, Cody? How you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I bet you are doing great. Four straight AFC title games for the Chiefs, huh?
Yeah, it's certainly the glory years. Like we even joke, like I've got two small children. I'm like, well, they don't know anything but Patrick Mahomes is their quarterback and going to the AFC title game. The oldest one's 5. That's really all she knows.
My 14-year-old doesn't know Saints football without Drew Brees and Sean Payton. Now he's about to experience it. Same with my 22-year-old. He doesn't know what it looks like. Wow.
No, he's about to find out the hard way what the other half lives like. That's how Kansas City was for years.
Yeah, unfortunately. So, Cody, the Chiefs are 7.5-point home favorites. How much have they been reminded of that loss to the Bengals a month ago?
No question. I mean, that comes up here, and I think the team knows that they lost that game. This notion they didn't make any mistakes because they didn't turn it over is wrong. I think the thing that really stands out is, okay, don't let Ja'Marr Chase get 266 yards and 3 touchdowns, and maybe don't let Joe Burrow go for 446 and 3, and then maybe you won't lose that game. But they're riding so high, honestly, off of like fandom, they're riding so high off that Bills win, they feel unstoppable. And because they've been to 2 straight Super Bowls and it feels like 3, feels like they just played the more important game against the Bills, that game's coming up less in Kansas City just because everybody feels like once they got past the Bills, sure, they'll get past the Bengals, no problem.
Interesting. Just because I don't know. One of the things that I was having a hard time with, Cody, is trying to make a case why the Bengals could beat the Chiefs, and it really boils down to, man, they gave up 9 sacks last week and still won.
Yeah.
If they give up 5, I think the magic number for Kansas City, if they get Joe Burrow to the ground 5 times and if they don't turn the ball over, there's no way this game is even close.
Well, they got to Joe Burrow 4 times. Felt like they should have got to 8 in that last matchup. And they still won, but I'm with you. Like, the way this turns to a blowout is you can't keep giving up sacks. It will eventually kill drives. It should have killed drives against Kansas City the last time, but they let up some really long, weird 3rd-and-27 conversions where Spagnuolo blitzed, and I'm sure he learned from that lesson. So we have to assume that it's that. But, like, when I talk about how the Bengals are going to do it, there's 2 things Kansas City does in almost every loss this season. Turn the ball over, which they've only turned the ball over 2 times in the last 7 games, so that's tough to come by, and give up big plays. They were doing that in the early part of the season, too. They did that against the Bengals. They just did that against the Bills and still won. So it's like you kind of have to have both. You have to have a team go for 30, 40-yard scores where Dan Sorensen gets lost, and you have to have the Chiefs turn the ball over. And the second part of that, more importantly, they are just not doing right now.
Really, since they were about 500 in the first 4 games, I loved it, Cody, because everyone was, oh, the Chiefs are done. They're not going to – I was like, come on. They've got number 15 over there, and they got Andy Reid. They're not going anywhere. And until that Bengals game, they looked almost unbeatable. Eric Bieniemy or Andy Reid, who calls the plays?
Andy. Andy will tell you it's Bieniemy because he's trying to – cheat the system. So Andy says that Eric Bieniemy physically calls him the plays, which he does. Eric Bieniemy is technically the person on the headset telling Patrick Mahomes the plays, but Andy calls them. He lets Eric Bieniemy call a few, or if he's got an idea, he listens to it. It's more collaborative than we probably give it credit for. But the end all, like who makes the final decision on a called plays, it's still Andy. Even if the enemy is the guy who actually calls it in. But that doesn't mean he's not important. Like, Eric Bieniemy really was responsible for the 2-minute offense all year and was really responsible for, like, games, like, we're down to it, we can only get a few plays. So he holds a lot of weight for what happened in those 13 seconds against the Bills. But the play calling, he did this with Nagy and Peterson, too. He used to say with Peterson before he got the job, he'd be like, oh, he called the bad one, or I called the bad ones, and he called the good ones. That's what he would tell us in press conferences. So if you think it's somebody besides Andy, it's not. It's Andy Reid.
Cody, last week, that game, and I know it's sports talky, right? Ranking games, where do they stand on the best of all time? But that one was insane and had to be one for the ages for you, I would imagine, right? One of the best games you ever witnessed?
Yes. I mean, I'm 37, so, like, I don't remember some great games in the 70s or 80s. And when we asked Chiefs fans what their favorite games were, like, or just the best games, like, certainly, like, the Miami Dolphins beating them on Christmas Day in overtime, like, stands out for people. But it's the best Chiefs game I've ever watched as far as just a game goes. And, you know, like we had the conversation here, it was like ranking it between that and the 2014 Royals wild card game, which if you don't remember, the Royals trailed by four in the eighth inning and came from behind, and the game was really back and forth. And the Royals hadn't won a playoff game in 30 years, so it felt like it had weight. This one just, to me, felt like one of those great NFL games because it was heavyweights. Like, it was a heavyweight boxing match in the 50s and 60s when it mattered. Two quarterbacks playing great, no one can stop them, who's going to win? And so, for that reason alone, I think it's one of the best Chiefs games I'll probably ever watch. Like, it's going to be hard to top for a while just from, like, a pure, this is an excellent game standpoint.
Cody Tapp, host of the Cody and Gold Show on 610 Sports Kansas City, one of our sister stations at Odyssey. Cody, would it all surprise you? And maybe you already know the answer to this, that it is going on, but are Chiefs fans already camped out at Arrowhead?
Oh, yeah. Like, come on. That starts early. Like, you'll see people out there on Friday or Saturday night because they want their spot. Plus, I mean, it's like, considering this is their fourth consecutive AFC title game, it is not an easy ticket to get in town. Like, it's already kind of a difficult spot to get into, just generally speaking. But for this, it's tough. Like, there are a lot of tickets. They're just hard to come by. So, yes, there's already people there. And by, oh, I don't know, the second they open the gates, you know, 6 a.m. Sunday morning, there'll be somebody already barbecuing. I can promise you that.
Cody, I've been to Arrowhead, I think, twice with the Saints when I was on the sidelines for Saints Radio. And Kansas City is one of my very, very favorite road venues because of it's a – they have it in the Superdome here, in Seattle to a degree, but it's a college atmosphere. It's very much like a college atmosphere. It's raucous. Arrowhead is loud. I mean, it is loud. It was hard to hear through my IFB in my ear. I couldn't even hear the call from Jim Henderson sometimes. it was that loud. I don't know. I've been to a lot of NFL stadiums, and along with the Dome and Seattle and Arrowhead, it's up there as the loudest.
It's like, just wait, too, because I think even though it was a comment in October after a Ravens divisional game, of course, that quote surfaced from Joe Burrow in October. He's like, oh, nothing compares to SEC football. I mean, you know, like, we've seen real loud games. We played at Alabama, LSU. This won't compare. So now I think Chiefs fans really, if he hadn't already experienced it, he's getting ready to probably experience what we think is the loudest stadium in the NFL, and especially in moments like this. Like, when you were coming with the Saints, they were a good team, but they were not this great at times. And now, because they're just in Super Bowl after Super Bowl, I think people take even more to it. It is incredibly loud, and it's only gotten louder this season.
When they get that crowd going and they get the tomahawk chop going, and, man, it's intimidating. It flat out is. I looked up. I was like, a sea of red, and you can see the sea moving as the arms are doing the tomahawk. It's wild. I loved it. As a sports fan, I was like, man, that's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, it's just kind of different. You're right about the college thing, though. I mean, that's very much, if you've gone to any of the, like, big college games, Michigan, Ohio State, or what, it's that vibe. And I think that's what was kind of different. Like, I went to the Super Bowl in 2019 in Miami, and I think I've always heard, like, oh, Super Bowls are pretty corporate, and I never felt that way in Miami because of some of that same attitude, I think, with Chiefs fans. I haven't experienced an NFL stadium like it. I haven't been to all of them, I'll admit that, but I haven't experienced another NFL stadium like it.
Cody, if you could, and I hate to make you do this, but the Chiefs lose to the Bengals if, fill in the blank.
Sure. Turnovers, first of all, two or more turnovers. I think they can survive one against Cincinnati and still win. So I think if they get two or more turnovers, that's already trouble. But a lot of it is about the same thing. Can they prevent big plays? Maybe they stop Ja'Marr Chase. Last week they stopped Dawson Knox and Stephon Diggs for less than 20 yards total and still managed to give Gabe Davis 204 touchdowns. So to me, it's like their trio of weapons go off, Higgins, Boyd, and Ja'Marr Chase, all go for 70-plus yards, which is not impossible. They went for close to that in the last game that they did lose. They turn it over a couple of times, they can lose this game. I think Kansas City's a better team, but they can easily lose this game if those things happen.
That's the thing about football. It's not like baseball or basketball. It's not a series. It's one game. Yep. One game. Hey, what's that number 15 like? I mean, we experienced a superstar down here and a franchise quarterback and Drew Brees. What's Pat Mahomes like?
Legitimately good dude. Like, I wouldn't just say that just because I'm in Kansas City. I can get away with the New Orleans, I'll tell you the truth. He is a legitimately nice person. He's very careful. I'll say that. Like, he
measured, and when he speaks, measured?
Yes, yes. You could almost put a stopwatch to him. 15, 17 seconds, and he's out. Like, he doesn't like his words to be misconstrued, and he's not going to let that happen either. So, like, he's very careful about the way that he speaks and the intent with which he speaks. And now he's started to kind of mimic some of the stuff Andy Reid says, like, where he gets careful about, you know, being even more vague than possible. But even, like, I've had a handful, maybe 5 to 10 interactions with him, not in the media circle, in a normal circumstance, both before he was drafted and since he has been drafted, and he is incredibly down-to-earth. He's never seemed too big for it or too famous for it. That's never been the case for him. Like, I've always found him to be really honest and, in my like, very, you know, very real in that sense. But he's careful. Like, he knows to be careful with his image because he knows it means so much.
Yeah, Breeze was the same way. Very measured. You know, cared about his image. Let me ask you this. Play this game with me, Cody, if you will, real quick. With Joe Burrow, you agree that Joe Burrow is a rising superstar as well, quarterback, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we'll see this matchup one or two more times in an AFC title game over the next 8 years.
That, you know, I think so, too, because the AFC is kind of a mess. Like, if you're a young quarterback, you are through it. Josh Allen has, you know, already been second place in the MVP, and he's been in an AFC title game. Joe Burrow's now been in an AFC title game. And Justin Herbert looks like he has the goods. His team just hasn't made the postseason yet to find out if he can make a run. I think we'll see – like, I view this like Mahomes is going to go to the most because we think that way in Kansas City, plus he's already been to two and he's, you know, looking down the barrel of possibly going to three. And then instead of it being like true Manning Brady, like where he has one puncher, I think he's just going to get it from all sides at different times. Like, he'll get two against Burrow. He'll get two or three against Josh Allen. I think he'll get a couple probably against Herbert somewhere along the way. And that's before if, you know, they ever figure out anything with some of the other young guys who have talent like, you know, Trevor Lawrence. But those all feel like one-offs for a while with those three guys really kind of being in a majority of those games, those four.
You mentioned Justin Herbert, by the way, even though you didn't ask, that's where Sean Payton is going to resurface one day. That's my opinion.
Well, by the way, that's smart. That's a good, like, getting in on the Justin Herbert train is not a bad thing. And he needs a good coach. He got hurt by that. He has all the talent in the world. His offensive coordinator does him no favors. It makes no sense. Brandon Staley is one of the most aggressive coaches in the world, and they have one of the most conservative offensive coordinators in the league because Staley's not an offensive coach, and this is the guy he hired. It's like, if you did him a little bit of favor, you put Sean Payton there, nah, he'd probably carve you up. I mean, just assuming Sean Payton would do what Andy Reid did, which is take the Alex Smith offense and then also let him go downfield. I know Payton didn't have to do that much with Breeze in New Orleans, but I imagine if he had Herbert in his hand, he wouldn't be afraid to do it.
Just, you know, a couple of years. We might cross paths, and we'll see if I'm right.
Yeah. No, I'm interested. I wouldn't like that. I like when the Chiefs find bad coaches. Like, I don't think Josh McDaniels is that good of an offensive mind as they make him out to be. So if he goes to the Raiders, fine.
Cody Tapp, host of the Cody and Gold Show on 610 Sports in Kansas City. Thanks for the time. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy the game.
Really appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. We'll step away and come back. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Coming up next hour, Ryan Dyrud, host of the Believe in LA Football podcast, CEO of LA Football Network, also Eric Crocker, Locked On 49ers podcast. I was down at LSU Baseball Media Day today and got to sit down, my first time sitting down with Jay Johnson one-on-one. We'll have that for you next hour as well. And he's a baseball intellect. Like, he knows it so well. And really, everything else bores him. That's kind of how I would describe it. and talking to him and hearing him talk about his vision for the team this year, what they have to do, and he couldn't stress it enough how the plan has to be clear. He's a very detail-oriented guy, and it's going to be a fascinating year. It's going to be a fascinating time. I think that I said it a couple hours ago, but I'll say it again. I think Jay Johnson, he's 44 years old. We could see a 15, 20-year run out of Jay Johnson at LSU. I think that's the kind of success he's ultimately going to have. They're in top four in one poll, top eight in the other. Everybody I talk to that is plugged into college baseball points out at their lineup how 1 through 9, they're going to be really, really hard to deal with. Jacob Berry, Dylan Cruz, Trey Morgan, Cade Doty, Gavin Dugas. I mean, you can't pitch around anybody. Who are you going to pitch around to if you're the opposing staff? Oh, you want to pitch around Dylan Cruz? Well, here's Jacob Berry. I mean, goodness gracious. That offensive lineup is going to be something else. We'll have that for you next hour. Jay Johnson, sit down with me. I don't know. Look, LSU baseball fans, you should be really intrigued and very excited about this year. I think that baseball team could make a run to Omaha and be really, really good in Omaha this year. It wouldn't surprise me if they were playing for a championship this year. Oh, everybody's going to roll their eyes. Oh, that's grandiose, Christian. No, not with the amount of talent this team has. It's astounding. I just rattled off six guys that could conceivably hit 15 home runs this year, all of them. Aside from maybe Trey Morgan, he's not a home run guy. By the way, I thought about this last year. You know, we talked about how we saw how good Trey Morgan was at first base defensively. Saved a lot of errors, throwing errors from his fielders. But he's working a little bit in the outfield as well. I think as he goes to the pros, if he goes to the pros, I think he's more likely an outfielder than he is a first baseman at the pro level. But Jay Johnson talked about that too. The best nine combination. It doesn't always have to be the best nine offensive players. It could be a defensive move. Getting the best nine on the field. They start 3 weeks from tonight against Maine. Look, they've got about four or five guys that they might end up redshirting. They're four or five over the allowed of 40. They'll get to that. Jay Johnson said that's a matter of time. But I was also intrigued by Jay Johnson's praise of Drew Bianco, who has had an up-and-down career at LSU. He was big last postseason, but I thought Drew Bianco might be a guy that may end up or would have ended up getting let go. But sounds like Drew Bianco is going to be a part of this first year of Jay Johnson. Again, our Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text lines are open at 504-260-1870. Who do you got in the AFC and NFC title games? Chiefs, Bengals, Niners, Rams. Who are you picking? Rams favored by 3 over San Francisco. The Bengals, 7-point underdogs. Is Joe Burrow good enough to go into Arrowhead with a below-average offensive line and steal a victory over Kansas City and the Pat Mahomes-led Chiefs? Is he that good? We'll get a chance to look. We'll get a chance to see. The Rams, Niners. Man, I want to go Niners, but at some point, this streak has to stop, right? The laws of averages tells you that after six straight wins, eventually the Rams have to get one. But the Niners are so dangerous running the football. So that's the variable. Keep Matt Stafford and that offense off the field. 3-1 to go. This is Sports Talk here on WWL.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.